At their April 9th meeting, the Pocahontas County Board of Education received a presentation from Mr. Scott Garber's forestry class at Pocahontas County High School. The forestry class recently completed a professional-grade timber cruise of property owned by the Board of Education in Greenbank. The timber cruise was conducted by three student groups. Each of these groups composed of three students, and each of these groups presented their results to the board members. The cruise reports examined the forested sections of land and presented their determinations on factors which included the volume of both sawmill quality wood and pulpwood, as well as the average age of the trees. The pines, for example, were estimated to be 30 to 50 years old, with diameters ranging from 5 to 11 inches. The hardwoods were about 20 years older than the pines on average. These groups also looked at other factors such as insect threats and arborvascular diseases present on the sites, the types of trees, and the economic value of the timber. Each group also developed forest management plans for the sites, which included thinning out the trees to allow increased growth of the better trees and improvement of the wildlife habitat. Several of the groups noted that they had found evidence of unauthorized hunting and fishing on the sites. The presentations were very well delivered, and according to teacher Scott Garber, they were very similar to a timber cruise evaluation report that a professional forester would present to a client landowner looking to sell timber or develop a management plan for their woodlot. The board members were clearly impressed by the reports. Randy Irvine, the PCHS head baseball coach, made a delegation statement to the board in support of their approval of Thomas C. Motes as a volunteer baseball coach at the high school. That appointment was approved following a 3-2 vote later in the meeting. Mr. Beam announced the Young Writers Contest winners. The county winners were Claire Buzzard, Gavin Walls, Sierra Castle, and Kira Bircher. A list of the winners at each school can be found on our website. Mr. Beam also brought up that he has been dissatisfied with the progress made on the current SBA-funded major improvement project at PCHS, and he has let the architectural firm handling the project know about his dissatisfaction. Beam also asked the board for direction on how to proceed with the move from the old board office to the new board office. Ruth Bland pointed out that if the old board office were to be removed, the current dangerous situation involving loading and unloading kids from school buses on the street in front of Marlinton Elementary School could be eliminated by creating a safe bus pickup and discharge circle on the property where the board office is now located. Board member Joe Walker pointed out that fixing the alarms and providing security at Marlinton Elementary and at the Greenbank School should be a top priority. He said that a decision on those issues at Greenbank Elementary Middle School could wait until it is learned that the SBA will grant the applied-for major improvement project for that school, which would correct those problems. But those safety issues have to be addressed at Marlinton Elementary School immediately by the board, since the SBA will not pay for any improvements to that school. Walker said student safety demands that the Marlinton Elementary School needs to be made safe, even if the board has to take out a bank loan to pay for those fixes. A copy of the approved personnel agenda can be found with this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.